The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, second hour of the National Christ. Intel Report. Isn't that nice? Isn't that timing? Bud hits the seat. Microphone opens. Let me catch my breath. All righty. Steve Elkins is joining us from the land of the lost. I'm sorry, God's waiting room down there in Florida. Right, Stevie Keenerito?
I'm here.
You know, you don't have a whole lot of time, and you're going back to work. When are you going back to work?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yep, I'm kind of ready. I'm excited. I've got a lot of stuff done here, and it's time to get back. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and your time's going to be tight, and I suggested to you, and folks, if you've got Netflix out there, you're a naturally curious person. Now, this isn't a documentary on the New World Order. This is something that you can sit back and really enjoy. I mean, pure entertainment that's not too provocative politically, because there's a lot of that going on. It's called The Repair Shop. It's a BBC One production. And we all know the BBC likes to throw lots of money at stuff. I give you Top Gear. They came out with the American version, people going, what the hell is this? Oh, it's the cheap version of Top Gear. Anyhow, the point being, good production. But for you folks out there that need a little healing time and connection with other human beings, watch it. They've got 5 seasons out there, not on Netflix. There's only 2 seasons on Netflix, season 1 and season 2. I imagine 3, 4, and 5 will be rolling out here. But I've got a little special device that allows me access to unimaginable stuff out there. Right, Tom? If Tom's listening today. At any rate, thank you very much, Tom, for setting that up for me. But at any rate, folks, let's get back to the calls. Andy, Texas, go. Hello, Andy.
Hey,
in Texas.
Hey, John.
There you are. There you are.
Hey, I'm here, yes. Hey, so, I mean, this is an anomaly. The biggest problem we have in this country right now is the ability of people to communicate. Uh-huh. To get together and assimilate and find their way to a group of people that can go up and make a difference with somebody. That's our biggest problem right now. What we have right now, you're doing a flipping great job of getting people together and assimilating people and whatnot. But the problem is that we just cannot. We're so worried about somebody infiltrating us that we cannot assimilate and make a difference.
Well,
and this is what's going on in this world.
Yeah. Well, Andy, and I don't want to leave people with the impression that it wasn't a concern of mine, but I didn't spend a whole lot of time, because time will tell the tale, if you know what I'm saying here, that eventually, if it is an infiltrator, they're going to do something. Because they get around these groups and they understand that, well, wait a minute, they don't have any automatic weapons, they don't have any explosives, they don't have any of this, they don't have any of that. But the Fed is great, especially the FBI informants, infiltrating groups and setting them up so they can bust them. you know, this is the meme. This is the modus operandi of the federal boys. So at any rate, having said all of that, I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about the infiltrators because they will expose themselves. Keep a clean house, keep your nose to the grindstone, and just keep going.
Yeah, but the infiltrators are keeping us silent.
Okay,
we're all so worried about these people.
I'm disagreeing with you there. That the communications problem in this country isn't because of infiltration. It's the programming that has intentionally been set up to lead most of America to a dry hole. Okay? Ergo, I give you the Jewish-controlled media in this country. Okay? We all know this now. It's just called different things. To Donald Trump, it's the fake media. To me, it's a propagandizing program. And I want to talk to Steve a little bit about that, about this Jewish stabbing and stuff, and we'll get on to that as well. But, Andy, don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about the infiltrators. Worry more about the people that you can wake up and the time allotted, the time that we have left before nobody wants to sit and listen to anything anybody has to say because they're too busy ducking bullets.
Well, let me say something. I see a divide and conquer strategy going on right now. America is losing its identity. What is American? And a country with no identity, those people are going to be very easy to control and manipulate. So there's definitely a divide and conquer strategy going on now.
Yeah, but it is not. It is not. You know, we've got to make sure what we're talking about here and what strata. You know, we're not in the propagandizing business. We're in the business of telling people the truth through research, through history, through common sense. You know, which a lot of people seem to have thrown out with the baby in the bathwater.
Well, you guys have got several shows on here who have actually talked about the militias and whatnot and how they've been infiltrated. So that really worries me, is the fact that these militias have been infiltrated. So every information point that we're talking about has been infiltrated. You've been infiltrated. There's people who are,
Andy,
compromising.
Okay, but you're placing, what I'm trying to get through to you, Andy, is you're placing too high a premium on that. You know, don't you think that I understand and realize that this whole fusion center thing was to get the feds with the cops for the local information so they could really keep an eye on stuff? That's what that whole thing was for. It was intel gathering. Not to go after Samad Hamad blow me up Baghdadi, okay? It had nothing to do with any of that. That was eyes on the American people and the continuing snooping and pooping, okay? I'm now worried about them because a lot of these guys in the Fusion Center, I've had the opportunity to speak up that came right into this office, and it was over our one talk show host that decided to send letters out to all the governors. That caused a major crap storm unto itself. It was well-intentioned, but he was too closed-mouthed about it and left me hanging on the line. At any rate, I'm not saying he was an infiltrator or whatever, but you're placing too high of a premium on that. You're stuck on that, and I'm begging you to unstick yourself from that. Because the fear and paranoia, that's what slows any movement down. Just be mindful. Look, I've got years of experience on this one, Andy. Years of experience.
I know you do, sir. But you know what? We're in a spot where years of experience is flipping awesome, but we're in a bust moment. This is it. This is the criminal moment where we find out who we really are.
Yes, and it's been inching ever closer. Day by day, I'm fully aware of that. And when the time comes, you've heard me say this before, it's time to get the stuff out of the closet and take inventory and get ready. Now's not the time. We're still in an informational battle right now. And we'll continue that as long as we possibly can, because guess what great cut for communication is? When all hell breaks loose. Andy, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Do you think he got it, Steve?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No, not necessarily. He No, I don't think he quite got it.
I don't think so either. But
you know, if you go back, there are always going to be infiltrators to keep an eye on us, monitor us. I mean, just go back to Waco, okay? David Koresh.
Yeah.
They used this guy. They set him up, and well, it turned out the way it did. And Vincent and I were talking about this. How many times at those conventions he had, those conferences he had, that he actually could spot the federal agent right there in the front row, and he actually would bring attention to him.
Yeah.
To say in the front row, I like to welcome federal agents here. And they just, I mean, they skipped out fast.
Steve, I can't tell you how many times I've been at Vinny and him setting up these expos and then watching the local gendarmes roll in. Yep. I missed the one in Springfield, though, where they actually, the cops actually showed up and physically threatened him. I wished I would have been there for that one. But
yeah, they took his microphone away.
Yeah. There have been some strange stuff, but you know, he persevered. He never backed down. He never got panicky. Otherwise, you know, if you took the attitude that Andy was relaying to everybody, you never hold an expo because my God, you know, I mean, here's a perfect opportunity to eyeball everybody. It's in the Patriot Movement. Well, yeah. You know what? So what? Why do you think cops are now joining the local militia? Okay. They have been
We're following the law, John. We're following the law.
Yes.
We're abiding by the Constitution, our rights. We're doing nothing wrong. So if an infiltrator wants to come in and monitor us, they're going to find out we're up and up, we're honest, and we're simply following the law.
Steve, do you remember?
They're wasting their time.
Do you remember me telling the story about the Oklahoma City bombing, and I got descended on after that one in my office outside of Battle Creek? That FBI guy was never the same once he walked out of that office. He was never the same. And I had a short amount of time to help turn this guy's viewpoint around, but it worked. Now, was I successful out of the 20 guys that were there? 1 out of 20? Eh. But you know what? It's better than a sharp stick in the eye. I'd much rather have one person still in an agency that really knows what we're about, because his last statement, as he turned around and walking out the door, and he smiled at me, and he was sincere about this. He said, I wasn't here to help bust you guys up. I'm afraid we may need you in the future. Wow. And how many years ago was that? Sure. Folks, I know a lot of what I sometimes talk about and a lot of what I say, it goes right over people's heads. But then it comes back around, oh, that's why the guy said that. Or, you know, hey, Harley in Indiana. Hello, Harley.
Hello, John.
By the way, you've got that's one of my favorite names, Harley. Is that your given name?
Thank you.
Is that your given name?
It is, and I'm named after a 5-year-old boy that was my probably great-great uncle that died going across the Kansas Plains at 5 years old. He died from the collapse of a mud hut roof on him in the heavy downpour in Kansas, that the roof collapsed on him and he suffocated and died, and that's in a family history book.
Wow.
Along with history with Jesse James visiting the family, unknown to them until he left.
What's on your mind, Harley?
Well, John, there's many, 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 many things on my mind. I was going to say I've been involved in this movement since approximately 60, 61, 62. I'm in my 70s. I witnessed the Berlin airlift, you know, along with obviously the Kennedy assassination when I was a freshman. And my history is similar to yours in the military. Only difference is I quit the military when I seen the truth of what was going on, and I studied at UCMJ.
Harley?
Yes, John.
I quit as well. They broke my contract.
I thought...
No, they broke...
You had an argument with them or a disagreement.
Oh, no. No, it was more of a it was more than a disagreement. It was threatening to throw me in Fort Leavenworth for 2.5 years because, well, I was just a government issue. That's what GI means. And I wasn't going to follow the new cut orders they were going to give me to hang out of some Huey in Vietnam with a life expectancy of about 30 seconds with an M60 in my hand, shooting up people I had nothing against. It's not that I was against war. but I was against the BS political wars that they were doing. This wasn't about killing communism. This is about putting on a stall until the communists totally infiltrated our, and controls our government.
Well, I witnessed in basic training the gold fringe on the flag and raised hell and wanted to know what the hell it was. And they told me to shut my mouth and do my job, and that was it, you know?
Yep.
That it was a dress flag for the military.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, I was 18 years old, 19 years old, and just said, okay, you know, went on. And then when I went to tech school, I witnessed what happened in Florida type thing where we were training military from Saudi Arabia, South Africa, I mean, you name the country, Korea, you know, South Korea, and all over. And I was fired up. I was, you know, I was mad. I go, what the hell is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and same problem. They did that. But anyway, in a few years, I ended up actually quitting the military. They told me I couldn't quit. And I had studied the UCMJ. And says, here it is. And I threw the regulations on the colonel's desk and said, here it is. It says, I can quit. I quit. Get me the hell out of here. And, you know, went forward from there. And the Lord, of course, had a reason for taking me out or getting me to quit, because when I got home, I was given a copy. Oh, yeah, I was going to sell you. In 1961, 62, when the None Here Call Treason came out,
mm-hmm.
I read it the first year it came out. So when I got out of the military, None Here Call Conspiracy came out by Gary Allen. And I was given a copy of it right away, and I read it, and I said, that's the answer to all my questions I've been asking, but now I got 100 more questions. So I went forward from there. I ended up state chairman of the American Party Youth Federation and organized the American Party in the state of Indiana. And, you know, went on from there till I refused to pay taxes, and they threw me into Federal Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago for 3 weeks, I guess it was, and never paid a tax after I got out of there, and I've never paid a tax to this day. Just got through fight the state of Indiana, and they dropped everything against me. They didn't know what to do.
Well, and they ran out of arguments as to how they're going to huff and puff and try to blow your house down, and what did you do? You said
well,
no.
Well, I've never taken benefits, and I put my Social Security card in 1976 at a big party I threw. I had everybody over in front of everybody. I said, witness this. I am no longer a citizen of the United States of America. I already knew about the 14th Amendment at that time. I had a copy of Judge Perez's statement before Congress. I think it was in 1968, if I remember correctly. I had read it, studied it, and I knew the truth about it, and I dropped out. But I've spent my whole life fighting this. And this year, John, if I had $1 million, you'd have it.
Well,
I've lived on average of $500 a month all year.
Harley, I appreciate that very much. You know, somebody asked me the other day, well, did you have a nice Christmas? I'm going, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, did you have a nice dinner? And I, you know, and they kept probing on the nice Christmas. They wouldn't leave it go. And I go, you know what? I had a double Whopper from, that was my Christmas dinner, and my cat got a can of tuna. And they just looked at me. And they didn't ask me any more questions.
Well, John, I have the knowledge, and I have the ability, if you need a radio talk show host, I know I have the knowledge to do it.
Well, I'll
but
tell you
I
what.
Have the time to...
Harley?
Yes.
I appreciate you saying that your service is not done with the country. And as the...
I'll never quit.
Harley, let me finish.
Yes.
Thank you.
I will.
All right. What I was about to say is, as the time draws near, I'll be calling out for Harley because you've got some practical experience, and you will have the opportunity to impart that on other people, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, I listen to Mike's talk, and it's really good. And I can't help but answering to myself, I have learned things from the RBN. I'd give my life for what you do on RBN. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. You know, sometimes it's like, how do you give more? Like you do. You give everything you have, John, from what I've heard,
And I walk the walk and talk the talk. I mean, this is nothing phony. This is for the whole bag of marbles, my friend. Harley, I've got to run. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why is it when you get stuck in the bathroom, you always got bumper music that I don't want to hear at length? It's never the good stuff.
Well, that's Triumph. That is good stuff.
By the way.
That's Triumph. Great stuff.
By the way,
yeah.
I give the impression to people that I hate jazz, and I only do that just to rile you a little bit. Whiplash, the movie Whiplash, I asked you if you watched that.
Oh, yeah.
What I didn't know, that was based on a true story and a real guy. That I did not know. At any rate, nobody else knows.
I'm trying to remember the name of the drummer.
I'm thinking
it was a guy named Gad.
I'm trying to remember the guy that played the part of what the hell was he in the movie? The main guy.
Oh, yeah, J.K. Simmons, he was the program director.
Yeah, there you go, program director. at any rate.
He was excellent. It was an excellent role, by the way. Excellent role.
It fit him perfectly. Most people realize that when they see his face, they think, oh, he's an actor. He does car insurance commercials. He's a good actor.
Yeah, but what did you learn out of that movie though? You and I talked about this. What did you learn out of that movie?
what I learned about that movie, and I relayed some of the personal stuff that it dug up in me, is he was a hard butt, but he wanted to bring out the best in people, and exactly. He had a way of doing it that would either make or break you.
Yes.
And in this particular movie, the drummer in that movie, he made him almost to his total detriment, but. He finally got it.
He brought him to greatness.
Yep, he brought him to greatness.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So, gosh, man, I hope this year gets over. I'm getting all mushy-gushy and making admissions here that, gosh, can't stand myself. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
16 words. Make room for Harley on your show.
Is that 16?
I could suggest where to start. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good day, boys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. That wasn't 16 that was words. Fast. That was fast.
I know. Fred usually sticks around a while.
That's well, do you want to start getting into this Jewish Holocaust stuff?
You know, let's do, because as I told you, this thing is scripted. But let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that.
Well, let's start out with a story by Carolyn Yeager. Okay. And she said the charge of anti-Semitism has become the preferred cudgel used to beat the non-Jewish world into submission to Jewish demands. Along with always the highly publicized January 27th International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the anniversary of Auschwitz-Buchenwald liberation, there are several other anti-Semitism-themed developments that have arisen in December as well. The most closely connected to Holocaust Day is the 5th World Holocaust Forum, scheduled to take place next year, January 23rd, at Yad Vashem in Jerusalem under the auspices of the President of the State of Israel. And who knows who that's going to be? They just found out that old Bibi's a crook. But they'll change the guard, but things won't change at all. The four previous forums were held in Poland, Ukraine, and the Czech Republic, the last in January 2015, the first in 2005. And all had the same theme, Let My People Live. This year's theme is new, Remembering the Holocaust, Fighting Anti-Semitism. Now, trying to look dignified and friendly, the front people of the 5th World Holocaust Forum announced their event, Remembering the Holocaust, Fighting Anti-Semitism, will take place, as I said, in Jerusalem on January 23rd. Well, Ronald Lauder takes the gloves off. He said a brand new anti-Semitism watchdog group was also announced in December, the Anti-Semitism Accountability Project. And they've got that down as ASAP. Meant to provide action rather than simply talking about the problem. It's funded with $25 million to start by Ronald S. Lauder, cosmetic billionaire, and a longtime president of the World Jewish Congress. According to ASAP's own poll, anti-Semitism has doubled over the past 5 years. We need action. Well, the action from the ASAP will be watching. We're watching you, of course, watching us, for anti-Semitism in the universities and college classrooms, monitoring for pro-BDS bills, as well as classes where professors or lecturers espouse anti-Semitism. Student snitches, Lauder said, will monitor the classrooms if there are lecturers who engage in anti-Semitism. We will go after their reputation. Starting to get the hint here, folks. These are the people that are now trying to program you into compliance, but if you do not comply, they got a plan for you. You're going to learn to love your master. That's what they used to tell the slaves as well, didn't they? All right, let's take the break here. We'll be off tomorrow, and Wednesday we'll be back live with a full lineup on Thursday.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said,
you know, the ironic thing about that song, Jimmy Dean?
Yeah.
Steve, he looks just like my father. Same height, same build, same weight, same everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had two models in my life that weren't my dad. One was Jimmy Stewart and the other one was Jimmy Dean. So how did I end up with John? Ah, who knows? Well, anyhow, the ASAP group will also monitor politicians from the level of the city council through the sheriff's office, Congress, and the highest office in the country. When it comes to anti-Semitic politicians, Lauder said that ASAP will use aggressive political campaigns against federal, state, and local candidates who support or normalize anti-Semitism. You starting to get the hint here that people talking has been effective, Steve?
Yeah, but a question I have for you is, have they actually laid out the new guidelines? Because they seem to change them all the time to fit their agenda. So, in my lifetime...
No, you're missing something here. This is the first public announcement that they have made that they said that they're going after individuals, politicians, and anybody else, and they will destroy their reputations.
What's the criteria? What is the criteria?
The criteria, if you're not kissing the Jews' ass, that's the criteria.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that they're going to say that. What is the criteria? I mean, I have yet in my 58 years heard anybody walk around saying, you know what, I hate Jewish people.
Well, same here.
I want them erased off this planet. I have never heard anybody ever say that. Have you ever heard anybody say this?
No, not to my face. They have not.
And we're being told that anti-Semitism is growing. Mm-hmm. We keep being told that it's growing. Well, I have this little thing I go by. I believe it when I see it. And I don't see it.
Hey.
It's like they're telling me the economy is really strong, too, and I don't see that. I see store closings, this and this happening, and so it doesn't match that also. So I do not believe there is a growth of anti-Semitism.
You want my short answer on this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're being effective. That's why they're doing this, because it is not overtly, kill all the Jews! Oh! Go burn the synagogues down. Go put Nazi insignia. Heil, heil, heil. We're not doing that. The only thing we're doing is telling the truth, and we're exposing the lies. That's what they need to stop.
Yeah.
We have been effective, and we've become more effective, evidently, than I'd even realized. Let me continue with this. They said if we use the money correctly, we can have a big impact. Starting with $25 million in the U.S., but there are plenty more billions where that comes from. Should money continue to be seen as an element of free speech in elections? I don't think so. There's nothing free about billionaire oligarchs ruling over the rest of us. Now, coming to your Trump thing. Trump issues executive order on anti-Semitism in December, this month. In the United States, there's a new executive order signed by President Trump that instructs federal agencies to consider a definition of anti-Semitism from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. An investigation investigating complaints of discrimination. Oh, that's how they're going to do it. That's discrimination. Ah, okay, I got you. Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Like many of the actions on behalf of the Jews taken by President Trump, this order looks worse than it actually is. However, it advances the perception and anti-Semitism is a serious problem that requires legislation and legal action. Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, that I would never claim if he was, and senior advisor to Trump, wrote about the order on an op-ed published in the New York Times. Anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. Whoa. That says it all right there. The inclusion of
John, you said one key word. You said one key word there. Speculation, perception, the perception of, which is speculation. So somebody decides, I think that's anti-Semitism, and it sticks, and therefore they must be punished. It's perception. That is one of the speculative words in our language.
Yeah.
Perception of.
Well, but here he says it in one sentence. Anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. And what always have we done, Steve? We're not out there trying to persecute the run-of-the-mill Jew, just trying to tend to his own affairs and doing his own business. We have always been after the Zionist, which parade around as being Jews, but aren't really, if you know what I mean. Let me continue
with this. And the chosen
ones. Exactly. But Jews decided that Zionism is anti-Semitism. Only Jews. Kushner's a Jew. This was never put to a referendum, the American people. Let the whole American people decide if anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, and whether we think Jewish students are suffering unique discrimination on college campuses. Of course they're not. But that's the way this is being painted. Advocates of campus free speech rights argue that instructing federal agencies to adopt the IHRA definition to aid in their enforcement of Title VI could, as the intention to, chill speech critical of Israel. But this is America, land of the free, and if Jews can't handle freedom, especially freedom of speech, the hallmark of our constitutional rights, they can go someplace else more to their liking. The writer says, I wrote to Donald Trump expressing my displeasure at this executive order. And there, of course, is the German justice minister intends to make anti-Semitism an aggravating factor in crimes. All of what they've been trying to do here as well, Steve. In Germany, the president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, Josef Schuster, complained that justices were soft on anti-Semitic crime and welcomed the fact that German Justice Minister Christine Lambrecht told Parliament last month that anti-Semitism would be made an aggravating factor for hate crimes, paving the way for tougher sentences. Schuster also addressed the rise of the far-right Alternative for Germany, saying that the party had shifted the red lines of what was acceptable to say, causing minorities to feel unsafe. From words come deeds, Schuster said. Just more attacks on speech because of pressure from the Jews. Boris Johnson even said, every decent person in Britain is fighting anti-Semitism, and they should, and so should we. But herein lies the catch. Is hate speech revealing the history of the Jews and Zionism? The truth about World War II, about the so-called death camps? What did you tell me? Who's out there saying, wait a minute, this is all balderdash?
It was David Cole and his book called Republican Party Animal. He infiltrated the Hollywood directors and got them to admit a lot of what there's being taught in the Holocaust is total bunk. It was used to bring emotion, and emotion brings finances. It brings a lot of commerce to them. Yes.
Well, the prime minister gave his Hanukkah message. Did you notice something this year, Steve? That there was less of the Jewish menorah, the candle thing, and less happy Hanukkahs stated on airwaves?
Yeah. And I receive very few happy holidays. I received lots of Merry Christmases this year. Mm-hmm. And when I actually got a Merry Christmas, I actually thanked them for saying Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. I thanked them for that.
Yeah. I've always been fond of saying, and by the way, my Calgary Hill display, Christmas display, everybody looks at that. I've been watching people that have been walking by, walking their dogs, or driving by in cars. And the way that I have that set up, you've been to my house, right?
No, I've not been to your house. No.
Well, on the one wall, I have no windows. It's a two-story house. There's nothing but two stories of brick. And what I did was I placed a light in front of those the trio of crosses, and it cast about a 30-foot shadow. That really grabs me. They see the crosses lit up, and then they see what's behind it. And I think it's scaring the hell out of people. I hope so. Because every clown in my neighborhood has got happy holidays and Santas and this, that. And we're talking about core Christian people, that they will profess their faith and belief in God, but yet they put Santa Claus up and forget why Christ is in Christmas in the first place.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe I've not made too many friends in the neighborhood, or maybe I have respect that is not shown. I don't know. But at any rate.
Another thing I didn't see this year, John, which is interesting, I did not hear of any in the mainstream media. I heard nothing about shootings at Walmarts when the gates opened up to go get the special gifts. You know, they have a lot of loss leaders, you know, prices marked down on those Black Fridays or whatever.
Sure.
I didn't hear about any shootings at the Walmarts. And last year, there were a lot of shootings in Walmarts and violence. Nothing this year.
Well, the British Prime Minister said in the media, on the streets, and particularly online, anti-Semites have, in alarming numbers, been emboldened to crawl out from under their rocks and begin once again to spread their brand of noxious hatred far and wide. Today, as Britain's Jews seek to drive back the darkness of resurgent anti-Semitism, you have every decent person in this country fighting by your side, because Britain would not be Britain without its Jewish community. Really? God. Let me put it to you this way. Britain would not be Britain without its Jewish contamination on the banking front.
That's right.
There you go.
100%.
We will do everything we can to eradicate the scourge of anti-Semitism. We will not be silenced. 75 years after Auschwitz is the theme for International Holocaust Remembrance Day on January 27th. Remember me telling you I was just reviewing C-SPAN, and I have that third C-SPAN channel, and I happened to across the International Holocaust Remembrance people, right. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at these people, and I'm going, oh, gosh, a bunch of inept socialist/communist. That's who's running that group. You think I'm going to start talking about Zionism? That's the root of the communism that's infiltrated this government.
Exactly.
I'm never going to stop talking about it. And I don't give a damn if it's the Prime Minister of England or Donald frickin' Trump himself that says, hey, John, you know, you got to stop talking that way. All right? I'll get around to it. Maybe next year, maybe never. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I want to ask you a question. Did you mention Ronald Lauder is behind this?
No, I didn't.
No. Oh, I thought I heard the name Ronald Lauder mentioned.
Oh, no. I thought you said Water. No, Lauder. Yes, I did.
Isn't he attached to the Lauder, the S.D. Lauder family?
Yes,
the
he is.
Family?
Yes, he is.
Wasn't he indicted or arrested for something to do with a murder about 20 years ago?
That I'm not aware of.
Yeah, maybe somebody wants to take a look at that. I seem to remember that name coming up a long time ago in some kind of a controversy.
Well, maybe. Okay, Ken, this is the way this usually works. You know, we do you a favor, you grease us. Maybe he was told that 10 years ago, look, you know, we're going to call on you one of these days. Oh, by the way, don't fret about that current thing. Don't worry. We'll make that go away.
Sounds like the Godfather. Someday we're going to call on you to perform a good or a service for us.
There you go. Well, the Jewish mafia, I mean, they're the ones. People thought the Italian mafia in this country? No. Go ahead.
John,
go ahead.
We were just the muscle and the artillery. We knew who cut the checks.
That's
and
right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I just looked up Estee Lauder, and I don't see anything on a murder. Nothing. I'm looking it up.
Not Estee Lauder, Ronald Lauder.
Well, I know, but the Lauder family. I just put it in as a search, and I found nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if it involved the family. I think it involved him specifically. It was something that he got involved with a long, long time ago. Anyway, so is this going to include money for a summer camp? That's going to have a sign above it that says "Arbeit macht frei."
I don't know. I don't. My German is rusty. What does that mean?
Work makes you free. It was the sign that's over the that's always showed over the prison camp.
Well, we learn something new every day. I didn't know that.
Which seems to be just a. If you had one of these people infiltrating into your ranks, and you picked them out in an audience, going back to what you were talking about before, the infiltrators. Mm-hmm. If you said something like, Mr. X here has offered to give us a live demonstration of a bomb belt, would that be illegal?
No, because that would, well, they could
come on up and give us a...
They could possibly try to make a case out of it, but...
okay.
That wouldn't be the smart thing to do, because you're encouraging...
I thought it would be a fun way to scare them off.
Well, no, it'd be a fun way for you to get a case built against you, and then they roll in and threaten and huff and puff and try to blow your house down, and who can you turn into us? Because this is the usual play. They don't necessarily want you. They want the other people, members. And what they usually end up with is persecuting and prosecuting the individual because they won't give anybody up because we all know it's horse pucky right out of the gate. And that's when they really get angry and start throwing, as I described, the feds and their approach to anything. It's like taking kids' crappy diapers and throwing them up against the wall and let's see what one sticks here, okay? And that's what they'll resort to.
I'm surprised there aren't laws, or there must be some somewhere, that forbid them to go do this sort of thing.
There used to be. It was called entrapment. And when you used the word entrapment and you could prove it, the case went away.
Yeah.
But the FBI have become masters at this, and they have the Justice Department always covering their butts over it. You know, I thought this was rather fascinating, Ken. I read an article last week that the FBI is going to start employing, you know, a library, you know, what books are being checked out by people. They have been doing this for 50 years or more.
Yeah.
But they just codified it. They just made it legal to do.
Isn't that in the video world called getting borked?
That I'm not sure of, because I don't know what getting borked is.
Judge Bork that tried to, they were going to Yeah, they turned it into a generic term.
Truth be known, I heard he was an anti-Semite. No, I'm just teasing.
Oh,
just teasing.
Oh, you know, but yeah. One last question before I go.
Yeah.
Has anybody dug up any of Noah's relatives to see if there's actually DNA evidence that these people are tied to Sem or Shem?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Interesting.
All right.
You swear that you're part of something, and you really have no proof for it, except saying it over and over again.
Well, and that's what usually convinces you. Keep repeating the lie often enough, and guess what? People will believe it. And then when they won't believe it, then you threaten them. You threaten them with taking their stuff away, incarcerating them, and, well, we'll just call you a hate monger. Yeah, yeah. Now you're starting to see where all these organizations, like Southern Poverty Law and the like, what they really aligned with. This wasn't about being, you know, more tolerant and this, that, and the other. This was identifying supposed hate speech. They were the warm-up act for it, them and the JDL. But they knew doggone right well that this was going to go to a new level. Unfortunately, the man and the main attorney for their organization blew themselves up. They just being the people that they are, they just couldn't last. And basically, the ADL Jewish Defense League and the American Defamation League, along with Southern Poverty Law, have pretty much blown themselves up. All right, Ken, appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a happy new year and an early Merry Christmas. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. Great show. Thank you for all the information. I've been listening to this most recent anti-Zionist, anti-Semitism crap, and I've been watching Virginia, and I kind of think that Americans are going to have the opportunity to learn and express their liberty in the not-so-distant future in ways they never saw coming.
I knew it, and so did you, Mike. And I was hoping that that day would be put off so we could maintain what we were supposed to be doing here, and that's educating our fellow Americans.
Right.
And what really disgusted me, Mike, is when I saw people working counter to that project.
Yeah, and people that we once trusted and people that we'd hoped were in there with us.
Better than what they made. See, and here's the perception again meets reality. You know, they were trying to make people believe that, no, we're good guys and we're in this fight and we'll fight with everything we got. Well, up to and including your ignorance as well. And that's the one thing you're supposed to leave out of that formula.
That's brilliant. I love that. I'm going to use that. I watched JoJo Biden at his last little hometown hall talk, and they're ripping on him for smelling girls' hair, and they're asking him how much money he made, and I think people have been pressed to the point where they're going to really learn what liberty is in the not so distant future. I think so,
or the loss of it. You know, it's funny how you don't miss what you got until it's gone. No truer statement was ever said.
Bingo. So keep up the good work. I thank you for bringing this to us. And I appreciate you having Steve there with you.
All righty. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. And Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
What we're up against is that the souls must not be allowed to live by a policy of truth. And that's what you guys are practicing. You're practicing the real religion of God. And that is giving the souls the truth. That's the only thing that can grow the soul. It's the truth. Okay? So, but the only thing that can deplete it are lies. But that being said, you do know that louder, Estee Lauder, louder is short for Lowenstein. You do know that, right?
I was not aware of that. But Lenny, like I said, you learn something new every day.
You hear something else. The so-called guy who, and he does have mental problems, you can see that by looking at him, who supposedly attacked the rabbi's house or whatever. His preacher said he's had a history of mental problems. His lawyer just said, who's a Jewish man, who says he seems to have mental problems. But he's supposed to be akin to the so-called Hebrew Israelites, you do know that Hollywood is about to drop a movie of the so-called Hebrew Israelites that they infiltrated, and you know they're supposed to. It's a small sect of them in New York. It's sort of like a dramedy comedy type thing, but they're infiltrated by the FBI, and they're making fun of whether or not they're taking them serious or not, whether they're a serious terrorist threat to America.
Huh.
You may want to check into that. That's no coincidence.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying nothing happens by accident, and all of this stuff is coming down. But I appreciate the good fight. You know.
Oh wait, Lenny. We you know, I think somebody once said this. We have yet begin to fight. I mean, this has all been preparatory. This has all been preparatory.
Of course. Of course, but you must not. The people must not be allowed to see reality. So, like you gentlemen were saying earlier, I said Merry Christmas to whoever and wherever I could, all right, and had fun doing it. But you're right. They sense, you know, we're in a battle here. America versus Bolshevik America.
Yep.
That's the war
that is
about to happen.
That is.
So, you know, I'll just leave it at that, and I wish you a Happy New Year.
Lenny? I appreciate you, my friend. You're still out in California. Hopefully one of these days you can go to greener pastures. But I appreciate you. You're sharp and you're incisive. You've been around. You've seen a lot of stuff. And I always appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny.
I agree.
All right. We got a couple minutes. Any parting shot for the year 2019, Stevie Chinarino? Don't you hate that?
I'm going to.
I hate saying that. Don't you hate hearing that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat the same. I don't ever make New Year's resolutions, but what I am going to do is restate something I'm going to continue, maybe even do a little bit more of it. But I'm going to steal this from Vincent Finelli, but to increase my intolerance.
That sounds almost politically correct.
Increase my intolerance.
That sounds almost politically correct, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like it.
We got to push back a little harder.
All right.
This next year, 2020, people, push back harder. Have triple the moxie of the people who are pushing their agendas on you. Push back three times as hard as they're pushing it on you. There you go. That's my parting shot.
All right. I got one more caller that he's defying time, and he's trying to squeeze in here. Eric in New York. Hello, Eric.
Hey, two quick comments. We had a really good showing here at an anti-vaccine or pro-freedom rally with 600 people plus showed up. That's unheard of for upstate New York. Second comment, real quick in closing, on the anti-Semite thing, a really good comeback, if people criticize you for being an anti-Semite, just say, I'm not anti-Semite, I'm anti-thief. They're not Semites, they're thieves. And until they stop stealing from the American taxpayer, they're thieves, and I'm not criticizing Semites. I'm criticizing stealing.
Thieves. Gotcha. All right, Eric. Thanks. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
All right. Well, new decade coming, folks. I think we're going to have to renew our commitment to the problems that this country faces. But I've got a sneaking suspicion that we're nailing him pretty close to home. That's why this stuff is being done. And on the issue of Donald Trump, when the writer said that it may not be as bad as you think, well, remember what? I remind people of Uncle Joe. This stuck in my memory, and it's true. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. And I'm not a big guy into predictions, but I'm predicting here. This is why I'm saying I think our president knows exactly what to do with this economy to have a sustainable country that isn't drowning in debt. And it has to do with the Fed Reserve. Now, maybe I should quit talking about that because maybe they'll just outright just kill him like they did Kennedy. But having said that, I think Donald Trump has got a few surprises up his sleeve, and I think he's mooching here a little bit, smooching. Just to gain favor while you can continue to be president, and then drop the hammer on, thank you, Eric, the thieves of the world.
I hope so.
Merry Christmas, my friend, and Happy New Year. I appreciate you being on with me, Steve, and hopefully we can have a good year to come. Please, folks, make a resolution. Donate to this network. do it on a monthly basis. You can do that through our website on PayPal. Thanks for being here. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.